episode number 206, The Thousand Mile Review.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we are again for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
Are you ready for the 1,000-mile review? That's the topic of our show this week.
That's right.
Yeah, because you've got, like, how many miles do you have on your car now?
1,048.
1,048, and I've got almost 1,300.
Yeah, so I'm a little behind.
Yeah.
So what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, so since we both cracked 1,000 miles, let's talk about our thoughts.
Yeah.
We've been asked by our listeners to talk about our cars a little more, so okay.
Likes and don't likes.
All right.
You got any squeaks or rattles coming out?
Not that I know of.
I think
I may have a heat shield. That might be rubbing against something on
really?
The undercarriage, yeah.
Oh.
But that's tough to determine.
Okay.
You know, I hear some sort of a little weird thing.
The only rattle I have in my car is in my glove box, my vault that I have for my Oakley sunglasses.
Oh.
And I got to find another place for that thing, because every time I take a corner, thump, thump.
Just wrap it in a microfiber cloth.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Try that.
Yep. Anyway, so far I'm extremely happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
The blind spot issue, I've gotten used to it.
Yep, me too.
You learn how to drive. Yeah. At least that's what I
see. Learn how to utilize the mirrors.
Yeah, you make sure you have
the car
positioned properly too. You got to make it so you can't see your car in them, because you know where you're at. You need to know where the other guy is.
That's right.
Performance. Getting better. I think it's starting to break in, loosen up a little bit.
Loving it.
Yep.
Getting a little louder, too, I'm noticing.
I notice the same thing.
Yeah.
Not tremendously.
No.
But definitely.
It's noticeable.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm starting to find things that I like more and more that I never had in a car before, and sometimes they're really minor, like, you know, when you hit the unlock button, just the clean mechanism of the doors unlocking instead of a loose mechanical clunk. It's like a, you know.
Yep.
I'm
still trying to get used to the window indexing, because when you open up the door, it sounds like there's something loose when you pull the handle, because it goes, thump, you know, that window indexes.
And then I hear a little squeak when I close the door when it indexes back up.
Yeah. I'm still trying to get used to the unlock and lock button being in the center of the car. Perfect example yesterday. I unlocked my car in my driveway. Okay. I went and got Vito to go put in his car seat in the back seat on the passenger side. So I close up my car, walk to the other side. It's locked.
The same thing happened to me last night. My car
was already started because I was running the air conditioning.
Right? Same thing.
So I had to truck over to the other side, put Vito down, crawl across the driver's seat and hit the unlock button, and then pick him back up and walk all the way around the other car and then unlock the door.
My son had his buddy over and he wanted to go for a ride. I'm like, okay. Oh, all right. So, you know, I go to open the door to let him in. And it was locked, and my wife was standing on the other side. And I said, "Honey, can you unlock the doors?" And she opens the driver's side door, and she looks by where the power window switch is, and she's like,
"How do I unlock
it? Where is it?" I'm like, "Nah, it's in the center." And then I realized that there's so many buttons there, she may not even. It would have been quicker just for me to walk over there. Yeah, right. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of weird that it's that way. I gotta consider that a complaint. Just it doesn't make it's not ergonomic there, but I wish I could tilt the steering wheel a little lower, too.
Really?
Yeah, I'd like to have the steering wheel pretty much down in mine as low as
up.
Possible. Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a huge dude, though. What else you like, don't like?
Let's see. Dislikes. I did notice that. Remember that problem I noticed with my trunk? You open it up, and there sounds like there's like a loose nut inside my trunk somewhere.
Yeah.
I got to bring it in. I got to figure out what the hell that is.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's a loose bolt inside my trunk.
Yeah, like there's
trunk lid.
Yeah, like in the, you know, where the
inside the metal.
Of metal is sandwiched and stamped together and welded together. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they get out with a magnet or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. I'm going to bring it in and take a look at it.
It's pretty weird. Love the HID headlights.
Oh, yeah. God, you get so many compliments on the Halo headlights.
Yeah.
So many compliments.
I was afraid they'd be out of style by now, but they look perfect. They look terrific. Speaking of which, just a little side note. A while back, 2 days after I got my car, we Zanoed them up real good, and we took pictures and everything. I took that video of how the remote start works on a 2010 Camaro and stuck it up on YouTube. I had some annotations to it, just a little bit. So anybody wants to just see, it's kind of funny. It has a funny ending. Just head over to YouTube and just type, I don't know, how
remote start works Camaro on a 2010.
Yeah, there's a few out there, but look for mine under my name. Overall, very happy. Very happy. I'm excited about the future because I'm going to start modding it. I'm working with a tuner here in the area, Vector Motorsports. On a tune, and especially for the L99 guys out there that are concerned about the shifts being very soft and kind of slow.
Yeah.
It can be fixed. You get with the tuner. We're developing the tune and it's coming along nicely.
That's good.
My car shifts very cool now. But anyway, that's it for 1,000 mile. I don't have any complaints.
No, I'm loving the feel of the clutch in my car and the dead pedal.
Yeah.
I use that a lot.
Yep.
And
I do too.
It's very comfortable.
I'm happy that I got the automatic because it's fun, especially when I switch over to the manual automatic, you know, the tap shift. Don't regret it, not a bit.
I don't regret getting a sunroof.
I don't either.
Yeah. I love the lines without the sunroof.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I've always had sunroofs or T-tops in my cars, and I rarely use them.
I'm the same way. So I'm glad I use them. I'm glad I didn't.
It's almost like a novelty, you know?
Yeah, it's like, okay, it's there. It's kind of old now.
Yeah.
I had a 90-something Beretta a long time ago. It was before I got, you know, long before I got my first Camaro. And the sunroof actually came out. And then you had to put it in a sleeve and then put it in the trunk. And it was just a monster pain in the ass. And I got to the point where I'm like, I don't even bother. Screw it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be a pain in the ass.
Thank God for no sunroof. And you know, other than that, God, the sound system is great.
Yep.
Wish I could tune it a little more, but for a factory system, loving it.
Oh, yeah, I'm using it with my iPhone all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Just plug it in and charges your iPhone while you're listening to your music. It's great.
I love the performance. Mine's loosening up. The handling, I'm starting to push it around corners a little harder.
Yeah, well, I really had to push mine yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm driving behind somebody. They were about maybe a second and a half in front of me, and all of a sudden, they just swerved to the left of the road and then around. There was a giant box and broom in the middle of the road.
Wait a minute. Did you say broom?
Yeah.
You have bad luck with
brooms. I know. Or mops.
Yeah, mops or brooms, right. That's another story.
Oh, yeah. Did I have to really... yank that wheel and go right around it, and it performed flawlessly.
The tires that they put on from the factory aren't too bad.
No, not at all.
I never had Pirelli tires before, but
no,
it's a shame. I'm going to replace them with Nittos. So anyway, maybe we'll touch on this a little later on. Any final thoughts on that? The 1,000 mile review.
Loving it still.
Yeah.
Driving it every day.
Yeah.
Getting about 14 miles per gallon, but I only work a mile and a half from home. So it's a mile and a half there, a mile and a half back. So the computer in the car is saying I'm getting 14 miles per gallon.
Yeah. And, you know, you live here in the city, too.
Yeah.
It's not a mile on the highway.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting terrible gas mileage.
Yeah.
The Woodward Dream Cruise just wrapped up.
Oh, man.
I actually hit the 1,000-mile mark yesterday morning, or Saturday morning, I should say.
On the way there?
As soon as I got off the highway, as soon as I turned into Woodward, it tripped over.
Wow.
I got a shot of it, the 1,000-mile mark with my cell phone.
Okay.
So anyway, I was at Woodward. It was cool.
Yeah. If you don't know what the Woodward Dream Cruise is, it is the be-all, end-all of car cruising events anywhere. We're talking 1.1 million people there yesterday in any kind of car imaginable.
Yeah.
You'd see there.
Ferraris.
Anything.
Yes, you know, things that people made in their garage out of multiple cars screwed and welded together. I want to say it's the world's
Pinto
largest
drag car that you saw.
Oh yeah, there's a Pinto drag car, man. Little wheelie bars on it. I want to say it's the world's largest deliberate traffic jam.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Because if you get there at the wrong time or the right time, depending on your frame of mind, it'll take you an hour to move a block. But it's huge.
It's huge. It goes for how many miles? Let's see, from 8 mile to 20 mile. So.
Yeah.
It's a long way, 11 miles.
Yeah, it was about 10 miles from 696, which is where it kind of starts, up to where you and I parked, which was at the Street Lethal Performance parking lot. They were gracious enough to give us a couple spots there just to hang out for a little bit.
Yep.
It was cool, man. Being at that end, it's a lot easier than being in the middle of all of the wreckage and carnage. So if you missed it, you should try to make it out to the Detroit area this time next year.
Holy cow, yeah.
You got to do it at least once.
At least once.
At least.
We've been doing it for how many years? 15, something like that?
Yeah, it's been a while. 13 or 14, I think, is getting to that time. So it was cool, man. Thanks for Street Lethal, like I said. And it was cool to see everybody. So moving on here, Chris, I guess there's a Firebird kit that is confirmed for the...
Oh, yes. You want to know what I feel about that? That about sums it up.
Bonus points for whoever calls in and tells us what that's from, by the way.
This is just
wrong. You don't like it. You don't like it, huh?
This is just wrong.
Really?
Yeah. That is, I mean, no. No, I want to know how they're going to get away with it legally, too, if they're going to call this thing a Firebird, you know, infringing on GM's rights there.
Well, I mean, they have to license the name. They have to pay a royalty, just like, you know.
Well, we'll see if that happens.
Well, my opinion of it is that I definitely wouldn't get it. And some of the renderings don't turn my Twinkie, or whatever they say.
Okay.
I don't know. But a couple of the renderings look pretty good. I think we'll have to see how it shakes out, because every rendering I've seen is different.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see how it shakes out.
I don't know. Every one I've seen, I think, just looks like a travesty.
Well, yeah. We'll see. You know, I mean, it'll at least make the Firebird guys not feel so left out. You know?
I guess.
Either that. Hey, you know what?
Now that feel insulted.
Now that I think about it, you know, our Firebird listeners, I'm sure we have some, or at least Pontiac enthusiasts. You know, give us a call and tell us what you think. We'll get to the number a little later on.
Yeah.
If you don't already have it, but I'm okay with it. I mean, it's you know, it's just something. If I don't like it, I ain't gonna buy it.
Yeah.
Live and let live, sort of thing. So,
you know, last week we talked about the numbers that came out from the crash test ratings.
Yeah.
And we did get a response from the F-Bod father.
That's right.
Because he listened to our podcast. Okay, why don't I just go ahead and read this thing here?
All right.
Okay. He says, was listening to your podcast. The fourth gen had a five-star crash rating, frontal crash, until 1998, when it dropped to a four-star crash rating. And the reason it dropped is that we depowered the airbags, simply because the force was too much that would cause more injury depending on the crash. And if you were wearing sunglasses or eyeglasses. So the star rating doesn't really tell the entire story. Hope all is well with you. We need to have a cheeseburger some evening.
Oh, he was directing that one to me.
So it would be interesting to hear the reason behind the four-star crash rating.
Yeah,
is it something similar to that? It could be.
Depowered the airbags? Yeah, I mean, you don't want the accident to not kill you, but the airbags to kill you.
Exactly.
How safe of a car would that be?
Right.
So, you know, it's on the damn ratings. It's, I don't know.
I'm going to wait for an official GM statement to see what's going on.
At least it's safe to say that it's not necessarily any less safe than it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
So, okay. We got a contest going on here that
nobody seems to know about.
Yeah, we're giving away a free set of Nitto tires, BF Xenon HID
four tires.
Kits. Yeah, like of your choice.
Nobody seems to want these things.
Yeah, so honestly, if we don't get, we got to have at least 15, 20 entries before the end of the month to consider it a contest.
Yeah.
We got one, and it's great.
And it's a great one,
too. Yeah, it's great, so don't let that discourage you, because we still need more. But if we don't have enough by the end date, we're just simply going to have to suspend it until another time when you guys can get your act together and find a printer and find a cell phone with a camera and find a Camaro to take a picture of.
Yeah.
Chicks are optional.
Yeah.
We're judging the car and the photo, not necessarily the chick.
Right.
But, you know, it's nice to see it all.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's in the site news and updates forum. Check it out, man. All you got to do is print off a sheet of paper, hold it in front of a Camaro, and take a nice picture.
That's right.
Ta-da.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
So do it.
Yeah. Now.
Okay. Now that we've gotten that.
Pull over.
Yeah.
Go find a printer. All right. We got some voicemails, you tell me.
Yes, we have two voicemails. And we actually have one that was an audio file sent to us via email.
Sweet.
So I'll start off with the first one here.
All right.
Hey, guys. Bayer C28 here. I'm actually in the middle of a move from New Mexico to Connecticut, and I'm right now driving through Missouri. I have about 930-something miles into the trip on 2165. I'm not trying to plug a product here, but I might be. But I've seen these new plugs from the Power Block in the morning. I've seen them advertised, the E3 Diamond Fires. And, yeah, I've had them in for about 1,000 miles so far, and I have noticed a gain. Netted me about 4 miles a gallon better, and I don't have to kick this truck to get it to take a hill anymore. But, yeah, I'm driving a 95 Ford F-150 home. I got the Camaro on the trailer and back of the U-Haul in front of me. Father's driving that home. But anyway, yeah, these plugs are a definite game. I told a couple of people about them already, and I'd look into them. They're a little pricey, but I think if you do a lot of highway driving, it'll save you that gas mileage. It'll pay for themselves. So I just figured I'd get my 2 cents. Just thought of it. All right. Have a good one, guys. Later.
Another great call from our regular Bearsy28.
Bearsy28.
Yeah. 4 miles per gallon difference with those plugs. Not too bad. Not too shabby.
I'm always skeptical when it comes to miracle claims and everything, but that's not the first time I've heard that those plugs work.
Really?
Yeah. I've actually heard people do real-world tests and say, hey, these plugs work. I don't quite understand fully how a spark plug can make a dramatic difference like that, but you know, if he says it does,
he's got living proof. He's driving it right now. So.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. They're E3 Diamond Fire, I think they are.
Yeah.
I've seen the E3 at SEMA and at PRI before, and it's just a neat design, and well, if it works, it works.
Yeah.
Thanks for that voicemail there, Bear. Yep. Hope your trip went well.
I'll move on to the next one.
All right.
Hey, guys, this is Cody. I guess I'm known on the boards as Aussie 89 Chevy. Anyway, I just had a few notes for you guys and had to ask you a question. I drove cross country this summer and went up and down the East Coast, and guess what? I've only seen 3 Camaros in that whole time. The last one I saw was in Harlem, of all places, and I just about hyperventilated, and I was trying to get my girlfriend to follow it, but she couldn't pass cars fast enough to catch up with it, so... Anyway, the hyperventilating was over, but that's 9,000 miles and 3 Camaros in 3 months. Damn, that's not enough. Anyway, I had another question for you guys. I was wondering if you guys could talk about launch control and wheel and tire setups on the Camaros. I know you can get a 21-inch tire, but I didn't know how much that degrades the ride quality and whatnot or helps the handling of the car. But and then the third thing, I was checking the sales, and I see that... the sales ramped up in June to like 9,300 units, but now it's down to like 7,100 units in July. I was wondering if you guys could talk about that, if you know what's going on with that. And then lastly, what's going on with the Z28? Have you guys heard anything? I'm dying to know. I want to buy a Camaro next year and would love it to be the Z28. Anyway, thanks, guys. Bye.
There's a bunch of questions there, and we thank you for calling in. And
yeah.
We'll address each and every one of them.
Okay.
First, launch control and tire setup for the car.
Well, I don't have launch control. You do.
Yeah.
Well, have you played with it?
Yeah.
You like it?
It works pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's it do?
Well, what it does is it optimizes wheel spin.
Uh-huh.
So when you dump the clutch,
yeah,
you go more instead of sit there and spin.
Oh, okay. I kind of have it then.
Yeah.
You know, automatic transmissions are a little different.
Works pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely use that at the track. Or try it out at the track.
Yeah? See what the differences are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what we should have done? We should have taken our cars to the track and raced against each other before I got my tune.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we kind of should have done. I don't think anybody's done that. You know, manual versus, you know, automatic. The mileage is the same. We should try and get out there anyway.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. Anyway. Wheel and tires.
Yeah. I think he's talking about the factory options through GM Performance, the 21s.
I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of them.
No.
No,
I think they look cool from a distance.
Yeah, I'd like to see them on other cars, but I wouldn't put them on mine. And I might be kind of alone in this, but here's why. I think that a lot of people are in love with the bigger is better theory when it comes to wheels and tires. And the wheels that I'm working with a company that I can't really mention right now because I haven't been authorized to, but we are working on a 20-inch wheel. And there's a number of reasons for this. Number one is me and the manufacturer, we both agree that people are just in love with a number. They, I'm going to get 22s. I've seen 22s on them. They look good. I've seen 21s on them. They look good. But, you know, is it going to hurt your performance? Probably.
Yeah.
You got to also consider weight as an issue because the car is heavy enough.
Rotating mass.
Yeah. So, you know, it could, there's pros and cons to it. It looks great. Right. May not perform as great. You know, it's hard to tell. Following a Camaro into Harlem. Yeah.
I've never been to Harlem, so I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You don't want to?
No?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't. Doesn't sound good. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, only three cars across country.
Yeah, 9,000 miles in 3 months. Wow, that must have been a hell of a trip. I would love to do that.
Oh, man, so would I. Shoot. Should have came by Detroit. Should have let us know.
Yeah.
You know, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Come on back.
He also wanted to know what's going on with the Z28.
Who knows?
Nothing, as far as we know.
Yeah, right. There was something going on.
Then
how
there wasn't.
Much?
Then there was. Then there wasn't.
I think most of it was just talk. But who knows how much was done? I think a lot was done. But now nothing is being done, and we don't know if it's going to or not.
Right. As far as we know, it's just shelved.
Yeah. And as far as sales units, Settlemyer, Fitzpatrick, Pilcher, we know at least one of you is listening.
I can try and guesstimate as to why that is.
Yeah, what's that?
And that is they added some overtime to try and get out all the pre-orders.
Oh.
And maybe when they got all the pre-orders out, they, you know, scaled back. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the overtime
good
anymore.
Idea.
So that's why you probably see the 2,000 some difference from June to July, I think it was.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's my only guess. But yeah, Fitz, you know, I'm sure he can tell us better.
Right on. Is that it? Did we cover all of them?
I think so.
All right. Well, that was a good one. Thank you for that voicemail. And anybody else wants to leave us a voicemail or just yak for a couple minutes like Bear always does, it's really easy. You just pick up the phone and leave us a voicemail on our 24-hour hotline. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
We have one more here, and it actually came to us via email. Somebody made a voice recording and then emailed to us.
Cool.
So here it is.
All right.
Hey, guys. Appleton RC from the boards. Not a regular poster, but a regular listener. You had mentioned the crash test rating for the Camaro in the last podcast. I don't know if this is true, it's just my speculation, but the Commodore, which was the first car off the Zeta chassis in Australia, had a 4 out of 5 stars. And this is an Australian test, so it might be slightly different, but they were still disappointed there because the previous Commodore had 4 stars and they expected that the new one would have the better results, you know, given it has the 6 airbags and everything else. So then the G8 GT, which I own, was never tested, not that I know of. But since it is the same or a similar chassis, it's modified for the Camaro. But I'm just wondering if that has anything to do with the crash test. So you could probably blame it on the Commodore if you want. Not related to that, but I did get a Magnaflow axle back exhaust for the G8. It helps it a lot because the car is just too darn quiet without it. The one thing that I did notice and a lot of people have had is a drone from the exhaust. Just wondering if that's going to be an issue on the Camaro as well, because the G8 has a plastic trunk floor and it kind of acts like a big sort of a drum head. Kind of reverberates. I've heard putting down like a dynamat helps a lot, but just wondering if that's been an issue on the Camaro too. The picture thing, I'll try to get to that. I don't own a Camaro, but I could probably find one to take a picture of. That's all I got. Love the show. Bye.
Okay, so it was all Commodore's fault.
Yeah, we're going to blame, you know, like in the South Park movie, Blame Canada, we're going to blame Australia.
Blame Commodore.
Good
by
theory.
By the way, did you know that there's an Australian version of the Camaro out that has 600 horsepower?
And what makes you say that, Chris?
I don't know, some drunk dude who came up to me said that. Did you get the Australian motor? What are you talking about? It's the Z28 motor, the 600 horsepower. Don't you know they have that in Australia? Whatever. Yeah.
Maybe he knows something. Maybe. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. it's funny, the things that come out of people's mouths. Anyways, yeah. To get back to our voicemail.
Good theory, though, on the, you know, it might run similarly with the Commodore.
Very, very possible.
Yeah. So, good stuff. What else did he talk about?
He was asking about, man, there's a bunch of things here. I should have wrote them down.
Me too. I didn't.
He's going to try and get a picture in.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? He needs to post more.
Yeah.
We get these phone calls from people. Oh, I hardly ever post. Why? Why don't you post?
The exhaust.
Oh, yeah.
On his G8.
Yeah.
You want to know if the drone is similar in the Camaro. And from what I hear, yes.
Ooh. Well, that's a good tip then. Maybe we need to invest in a Dynamat trunk kit or something like that.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's going to suck.
I know when we were talking with Pete at Petters, he said he had a fix for that. And it was something to do with the way... It was the catalytic converters or something like that. I remember him talking about that.
I'm getting rid of mine, so I don't even care.
I don't remember.
good information to know. Anything else?
There was something else. I know there was.
Oh, man. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah. Sorry. It's been a long week.
I agree.
Yeah. Thanks for sending us that voicemail while you're driving in your probably G8.
I can't remember what it was. Yeah. Now it's going to be bothering me.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, if we missed a question, just call us back. We'll be happy to address it.
Yeah. Sorry.
All right. So now that we got the voicemails out of the way,
yeah.
No emails this week?
No emails.
All right. As we've been doing every week all this year, and we'll continue to do through the end of the year, we're giving out prizes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to pick in the best voicemail of the week.
And this one is sponsored
by CamaroCollection.com.
That's right. All right.
Very cool company. They got great Camaro stuff, so check it out. They're a sponsor of CamaroZ28.com, so they help bring all this crap to you. And we got to pick one. Bear's already won.
Yeah.
Because he calls in every week, sometimes twice a week. And it's a toss-up between the last two. And I'll let you pick this one, Chris.
I think it's going to have to go to Cody.
Yeah?
His name is Ozzy89 Chevy on the board.
All right.
Yeah.
And Cody, you've won from CamaroCollection.com. A Camaro polo shirt.
Wow.
So what you need to do is you need to email us, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com, with your shirt size and your shipping address, and we'll have Camaro Collection get that on out for you.
Awesome.
Or it'll come from us, one or the other.
Awesome.
So thank you for everybody for calling in as per usual.
Mm-hmm.
And call us next week, and maybe you can win something more. We're giving away one every week through the year.
Yeah.
Speaking of shirts.
Yes.
Thunder Racing, another one of our sponsors. They've got a cool Camaro shirt out.
Yeah. They sent us a couple?
Yeah, we got a couple.
Black?
Yeah, they're black.
It's got the new Camaro on the back?
Yeah, it says same old dog, new tricks or
yeah.
Something like that. It's pretty good looking. It's
it
a good shirt. Check it out over at thunderracing.com.
What else we got going on here?
I think that's it, you know?
Yeah.
We just encourage everybody to make sure you stay involved if you're a listener but not a member of CamaroZ28.com.
Then sign up.
Yeah, sign up and get involved with the community. We got great Camaro enthusiast from all generations, all walks of life.
Yeah.
And you'll like it. Just get on in there and get in the mix.
And if you're using Twitter, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/CamaroZ28com. And we're also on Facebook. You can become a friend of ours.
Yep. We got a fan page and all that junk.
Yeah.
So just search for
CamaroZ28.com.
Yep. Piece of cake. We appreciate everybody listening. Yeah. I think that's it. I want to go out and drive my car.
All right.
All right, we'll see you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.